Good morning again, New Mexico. We're back. I'm Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte here at the Radio Cafe, and I'm with now, my guest is Candace Walsh, managing editor at New Mexico Magazine. She is here to do our weekly segment known as Speaking of the Arts. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Diana. How are you?
I'm excellent. Happy 4th of July to you.
Same to you. Did you have a good one?
I did. Minimal firecracker noise. To me,
same
that's
here.
A good thing.
I guess we're both fuddy-duddies.
In some ways only.
That's right. Yeah, we spent the day planting in the garden, so that was nice.
It's a good summer holiday.
Yeah.
What do we have going this week? What are we going to tell readers
so
about, listeners about today?
Yes, readers and listeners. I'm excited about the Santa Fe Wine Festival this weekend at El Rancho de las Golondrinas. My brother is going to be visiting for the weekend from New York, and I think when you have a guest, you see the Santa Fe or New Mexico through new eyes, and you get to act like more of a visitor, and you get out of your house and you do more things. So
you really do.
This weekend is a good one because of the wine festival, which combines New Mexico vintners that you can meet as you try different wines. There are going to be 50 food vendors. It's in a living history museum property, so wandering around. I think that's definitely on our list. And this is also the last weekend to catch the R.C. Gorman The 60s show at the Harwood. DNA artists from the 60s who, when people would come to Taos looking for him, he'd either be there or he'd be hanging with Andy Warhol. So, real scenester.
And that's in Taos at the Harwood Museum?
That's right. It's also a weekend where The Marriage of Figaro is playing. That's a 2008 revival at the Santa Fe Opera. I have to say, I did see the 2008 performance, and it was just exquisite visually, not to mention Mozart's music is so beautiful. I just want to look at the opera article that I wrote for July and share a quote.
In the July issue of New Mexico Magazine?
That's right. Thank you. Susanna and Figaro are getting married. They're servants in their master's homes. It's very much a class-oriented piece, and oftentimes productions will show the Count, who does have designs on Susanna, as being like an old lech, but general director said, "The cast that we've assembled will bring a youthful vigor. This time the Count and Countess are young. The Count is a very attractive, sexy guy, and it makes it more plausible that he is both a womanizer and utterly charming. Sometimes you just don't have that sense of electricity running through the opera." So I think that makes, I mean, even though it's a revival, the cast will be somewhat new. So that will bring new energy to it.
I like the way the opera is really playing up kind of the contemporary take on these decades-old stories that are in the operas this year. If you've seen the ads, they're...
Oh, the cougar.
I know. For the sexy angle.
It's great. I mean, these people have the same feelings and whatevers, you know?
We can relate.
Yeah.
It's as good as TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible thing to say for opera lovers, but I'm thinking of the great
somebody
drama.
Somebody just died. Yeah. Mozart just rolled over in his grave. No.
Sorry.
No, but it's such a wonderful experience up there, outdoors and, you know, with tailgating and if the weather behaves. Although I'm looking out at the sky and it's got clouds and that makes me so happy.
I know it. Me too. I want to remind listeners that July 12th marks the start of the 8th Annual New Mexico Jazz Festival.
All right.
There's a whole lineup. You can see Eddie Palmieri and his Latin Jazz Band, Stanley Clark, Terrence Blanchard Quintet. Those are all at the Lenzic alone in July. If there are other activities, other concerts down in Albuquerque that will include Trio de Paz, Catherine Russell, Yellow Jackets, The Relatives, Arlen Asher. The list goes on and on. The festival runs July 12th through 28th. It's a collaboration between organizations here in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque. That's Outpost Performance Space, the Lenzic, and the New Mexico Jazz Foundation. For more information about all the performances and how to get tickets, you can go to newmexicojazzfestival.org.
Also in Albuquerque area, not Albuquerque, but if you're wandering down to the Jazz Festival, this is this weekend. So going backwards, today through Sunday, Pork and Brew State Barbecue Championships are happening in Rio Rancho's Santa Ana Star Center. And our culinary editor, Cheryl Alters-Jameson, brought me and all of our readers up to snuff on this amazing event, which is epic, and you can go as a as an onlooker and just enjoy samples of the different, you know, high end super pro barbecuers. They've got the barbecued meats, and they've also got sides like cobbler and potato salad, and you do have to purchase tastes, but it's reasonable, and it's a fantastic experience if you're into that kind of food.
Sounds delicious. That's,
yeah, you can find out more information at RioRanchoNM.org.
Might be worth the drive to Rio Rancho this for the event.
Yeah.
Closer to home at Collected Works, there is a great reading, which is actually today at 6 p.m. Doug Fine, a New Mexico-based author, will be reading from his new book, which is called Too High to Fail. It's the first in-depth look at the burgeoning legal cannabis industry and how this, quote, new green economy is shaping our country. Doug's a funny guy. He's written other books that are entertaining, and he lives, I believe, in southern New Mexico.
That's right, yeah, in the Gila area.
In a ranch that he calls, I'll have to remember the name of it, the funky chicken ranch or some such. So he's kind of a character, but also a great writer and reporter. And
yeah,
his book, Too High to Fail.
It's
Are you familiar with it?
Well, I'm familiar with his writing because he writes for New Mexico Magazine as well.
Aha, I didn't know that.
And I wish I could remember the name of his funky ranch. But it's funky insert something. And it's on his website.
The Funky Butte Ranch, I believe.
There you go.
Right?
That
okay.
Sounds perfect. And so, yeah, we checked out his reading for this book last year and his initial one, and he has a slideshow. He's got a pointer.
He's good, isn't he?
He had like standing room only, and I'm sure he will this time too. It's really important for people who do book events to have that sense of like the event versus the just reading something, I think, for people's attention spans these days.
So he'll be at Collected Works tonight at 6. For more information, you can visit Collected Works website.
And you'll also see him if you're at the Farmer's Market from 9 to 6 this coming Sunday. He'll be reading and giving. He'll be doing book signings as well.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Doug. There's another event tonight. It's an opening on Canyon Road. There are lots of openings, but this one looks particularly interesting. It's at the Turner Carroll Gallery. It's a Chinese artist named Hung Lu.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is called Portraits of a Chinese Self. And she's coming to us fresh from her solo retrospective at the Oakland Museum in California. It's a new body of self-portraits based on photographs of the artist from her childhood through adulthood. She's considered quite an accomplished artist. That's Hung Lu, Friday, July 5th, tonight from 5 to 7 at Turner Carroll Gallery on Canyon Road. For more information, you can go to turnercarrollgallery.com.
That's such an interesting idea, self-portraits from childhood pictures. I did see one of them, and it's just beautiful. Had another art-related thing. It's actually connected to the Sipapu Ski Resort, and we've got all these ski resorts, and over the summer they end up really using the space and offering great things to the public. Sipapu is having their 39th annual Arts and Crafts show. Other ski resorts have really great mountain biking trails and chairlifts and hikes and... So.
And have you been to Angel Fire, where I believe they have a zip line now?
I have not.
And I would like to try that.
Yeah, I'm bringing my daughter to Girl Scout camp in the next couple of weeks, and I'll go, but I will not be zip lining. It feels a little too out of my comfort zone.
Too much like you're hanging over the tops of the trees.
Right.
Which you are.
Some people like that.
I don't love it, but I would try it, I think.
No, I think it's worth trying. And if you don't have a crippling fear of heights, then so many things in life are more appealing than they necessarily would be. Let's everybody put on our calendar that next weekend is the Museum of International Folk Arts 10th Annual Folk Art Festival. It's such a beautiful, beautiful event. Hundreds of folk arts and artists and artisans from all over the world come to New Mexico, come to Santa Fe, and put on an amazing show at Museum Hill. Our July feature by Carmela Padilla, All the Way to Santa Fe, focuses on the backstory and the up to the present of the Folk Art Festival. It's really rich, and it's an excerpt from her new book, The Work of Art, Folk Artists in the 21st Century.
It's one of my favorite Santa Fe fall or summer festivals, rather.
Oh, yeah. The food is great, too. I mean, I had some yak meatballs that last time.
You had yak meatballs?
Yeah. I'm pretty adventurous that way, not so much with heights.
You are. You're a foodie. I have something to tell folks about this Tuesday, July 9th. There will be a reading and book signing by poets Louise Gluck and Dane Levin.
Those are big ones.
The Santa Fe University of Art and Design is hosting this reading. It's sponsored by the Creative Writing and Lit Department. And this will feature Louise Gluck, one of America's finest contemporary poets and winner of the Pulitzer Prize and many other honors, as well as Dane Levin. She is one of our most accomplished poets here in Santa Fe and the author of several books on poetry. And she teaches at the college, and I'm sure it'll be a great event. I should tell the time. It's from 5:30 to 6:30.
Wow, that's amazing. We have such a wonderful, I mean, the people that live here as well as the people who come, it's great.
It is.
Also on Tuesday, CCA is presenting Cave Digger, a documentary about Ra Paulette, who's an artist who actually, he's a land artist in New Mexico in the Imbuto area. He creates caves out of sandstone. So it takes them years, and I was looking at photographs, and they're just stunning. They just look dreamscapes. You can see how intricate they are, and it just boggles the mind. But there's a documentary about him and his work at CCA at 7 p.m. He will be there as well as the director, and they'll be in conversation. So I think that's an amazing and inspiring event coming up this Tuesday.
I've seen pictures of his caves, too, and they're like, am I correct? They're like homes? I mean, they're really, really elaborate.
Yeah, I shouldn't. I mean, cave makes it seem craggy and, you know, with bats and guano. But no. This is more like, you know, the Five Graces.
Luxury caves.
Yeah.
He specializes in luxury caves.
He probably wouldn't agree, but I suppose you could pretty them up with some glamping materials.
Glamping, good. There's another festival people might be interested in. It's the 11th annual Madrid Gypsy Festival at the historic ballpark in Madrid, featuring a menagerie of belly dancers, musicians, variety acts, fortune tellers, face painting, artisans, and vendors. There will be acts including Clan Tinker, Four Winds Belly Dancing, and many others. Bring some shade. They warm because it's pretty sunny down at the ballpark. This event is sponsored by the nonprofit Madrid Cultural Projects and funds support the children's playground they're building down there. So please check out the Gypsy Festival down in Madrid. I need to give you an information website. That would be gypsyfest.org.
Speaking of belly dancing, Just Like a Woman, which is a film made in New Mexico, it looks like it was filmed in Santa Fe, has a belly dancing theme. We've got Sienna Miller and Goldshifta Farahani. They are two women who are just tapering off of not so good marriages. They meet, they bond about belly dancing, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have a sense that it has a sort of a Thelma and Louise light vibe.
And it's Sienna Miller, the...
Yeah.
So it's a major film. It's not a...
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of that before. That's great.
I know. It's a big surprise to me, too. That will be at 1:45 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and through next week. I'm glad that they have it at 1:45 on the weekend, since I certainly can't be going to movies at 1:45 during the week.
I wish we could ask Dave for permission. Maybe he'll give you a movie break this
after
week.
We close the latest issue.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk to Dave.
Yeah.
There is an event on Sunday related to the Folk Art Market, but it's at the Folk Art Museum itself. It's called Let's Talk About This, Folk Artists Respond to HIV/AIDS. The exhibition opens on Sunday, this Sunday from 1 to 4, in the Mark Naylor and Dale Gunn Gallery of Conscious at the Folk Art Museum. It will feature artists from northern New Mexico, Cuba, Peru, Mozambique, and South Africa. They will be on hand to meet and greet people who attend from 1 to 2 on Sunday. There's a reception from 2 to 4, hosted by the Women's Board of the Museum of New Mexico. And then there's a panel discussion with the artists from 2:30 to 3:30, moderated by gallery director Suzanne Schriff. HIV and AIDS is an issue in many of the countries that are represented at the Folk Art Market. As you may have seen in years past, there's art-themed
sure.
with these types of themes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this sounds really interesting, and it is at our beautiful folk art market on Sunday.
Wonderful. Also on Sunday, I just have to brag about the fact that we reviewed two books by the writer B.K. Lauren this past year. One is called Theft, and the other one is called Animal Mineral Radical. And she will be giving a reading at Bookworks in Albuquerque at 3 p.m. Ivan Doig writes of her writing. B.K. Lauren writes sentences, paragraphs, and chapters like lit fuses. The plot involves a tracker in search of her brother on the lam, as well as the fate of two endangered Mexican wolves. I received this book, and I spent basically the entire weekend reading it obsessively. My entire family lost out on any kind of cooking or entertainment. It was so well written, and I'm so happy to hear that she's going to be here, not just for the reading at Bookworks, but also she'll be teaching at the Taos Writing Conference next week.
Oh, that's good to know, too.
Yeah.
Another interesting author will be appearing at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design on Thursday, July 11th. It is Emily Rapp. She's the author of Poster Child, a memoir. She was recently named one of the faces to watch in 2013 by the LA Times.
Great.
And she has a new book coming out in 2013 called The Still Point of the Turning World, which has been called one of the most anticipated books of 2013. She will be reading at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design and talking to John Davis, who is the director of the Low Residency MFA program in creative writing there. This is Thursday, July 11th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
I think she'll also be teaching at the Taos Writing Conference next week as well. There are two excellent art walks tonight. Get your exercise on as you look at beautiful art. The Rail Yard Art District has a monthly art walk featuring Charlotte Jackson Fine Art, Llewellyn Galleries, William Siegel, David Richard Gallery, Zane Bennett Contemporary Art, Ty Gallery, and James Kelly Contemporary. Just on Palace, West Palace Arts District, there will be a walk at Manitou Galleries, Wadel Galleries, Llewellyn Galleries, and S.R. Brennan Galleries. Looking like the first one is way contemporary, and the second one has more of a figurative, kind of a yummy New Mexico, Santa Fe architectural and landscape vibe.
It's first Friday of the month, so it's a big night for
art
gallery openings. There is a lecture at the New Mexico Museum of Art St. Francis Auditorium on Tuesday, July 9th. The lecture is called More and More Cosmic Funk, Hassel Smith's Late Paintings, a lecture with Dr. Petra Galloy Hertz. I am not very familiar with Hassel Smith's work. The picture I'm looking at is very intriguing. It's an acrylic on canvas from 1980. It's abstract and looks really interesting. I want to find more information to tell you about this, but I can...
I can jump in and...
Please do. Thank you.
Lifeline!
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, as a writer and editor of New Mexico Magazine, I'm very intrigued by a show at Vivo Contemporary called Unfolded, which has to do with paper, pages, and pen. It looks like the paper here is folded sculpturally. The text, because of the folds, has instead like a graphic design to it. The artists are Ilza Bola, Joy Campbell, and Patty Hammerstedt. The opening reception is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at Vivo Contemporary on 725 Canyon Road.
Very nice.
Another gallery-related item is actually a hybrid of gallery and book. We've been talking about a lot of book signings today, and Reva Yaris has written a memoir, gallerist for Yaris Art Projects, on 123 Grant Ave. Her memoir is Sleeping with Dogs, and she's going to have a book signing at Yaris Art Projects from tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. You can find out more about that at yarasartprojects.com.
Another event going on next Thursday seems to be a big night for events, is a Summer Shorts Real New Mexico film series at La Tienda in El Dorado. Real New Mexico is the state's only ongoing film series dedicated to showing movies with a New Mexico connection, and it is celebrating high summer with four short films, each quite different from the others. They will be screened on Thursday at La Tienda Center, starting at 7. There's one called Underway, a Western fantasy from Paul Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
A short comedy called All in a Day's Work, about a hapless guide who keeps trying to corral a group of dazed tourists exposed for the first time to the wonders of northern New Mexico. Meow Wolf has a chronicle of their recent exhibition, Construction and Deconstruction of the Dew Return, the ship, the big ship exhibit that we all know about.
Mm-hmm.
And Dusty McGowan has a film called Mickey that tells the story of a down-on-his-luck boxer who stumbles on a unique opportunity to become an unlikely hero. The filmmakers will discuss their works after the show. For more information, you can visit Real New Mexico. That's R-E-E-L, newmexico.com.
Yeah, and the La Tienda has a Santa Fe Brewing tap room if you'd like a pint afterwards. Or La Plancha's restaurant has delicious food, too. And just kicking off on this past July 2nd is the Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater Company season, summer season at the Lodge at Santa Fe. I think I might try to take my brother to this as well, because it's such an intimate and extremely dynamic and percussive event. It just really brings home the beautiful tradition of flamenco dance here and how alive it is.
I haven't seen them at the Lodge. I bet it's a great venue. It's small enough that you can really see the dancers.
I mean, sweat basically falls on you.
I'll check it out. Love's Lonely Highway, a play by New Mexico playwright Patricia Crespin, continues this weekend at Teatro Paragua Studio, 3205 Calle Marie. This was written by the Latina playwright Patricia Crespin, directed by Mags Gallegos. It's an interesting play about three people who embark on a journey together, each one helping the other heal from their own private wounds. And they also help each other accept the harshness of life's cruel game of poker.
Ooh.
While discovering that love, equally agonizing, appears in the most peculiar places. The play stars Robert Lee, Tabitha Bennett, Lisa Fenstermacher, and Don Garcia.
Sounds very intense.
For more info, they can go to teatroparaguas.org or call 577-2679.
The New Mexico Museum of Art has a couple great things going on this week. The first Friday tonight from 5 to 8 is a summer stomp with Judge Bob and the Hung Jury. Dance to toe tap and contemporary country music in the courtyard. That's free.
I like your accent there, country accent.
Oh, God. It just kind of came out. And there's a family fun day, July 7th, Sunday from 1 to 4. You can make your own solar photograph. Explore your own imagination using the magic of the sun, hands-on art-making family activity. The museum provides instructions and supplies, and that is also free, which is fantastic.
And I'm not meaning to put you on the spot, but was there anything written down there about the lecture that I sort of flubbed? And if not, no, I'm putting you on the spot.
What night was that public lecture? Was it Narcissus Quagliata?
No, but that sounds interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, that is actually July 17th, but I can give you a quick heads up for that. It's Wednesday from 6:30 to 8, Narcissus Quagliata, Archetypes and Visions in Light and Glass. He's an Italian artist who pioneered the methods that broke the boundaries of glass as an art medium. And that's $5 in advance at Bullseye Glass or at the door. Petra Gilroy Hertz is there. She's having a public lecture
that
on July 9th.
That
oh,
is
goody.
The one that I...
It's More and More Cosmic Funk, Hassel Smith's Late Paintings. He is an innovative California-based artist during the significant early phases of abstract expressionism. I mean, co-presented with 333 Montezuma Arts, and that is free.
Thank you for filling in those blanks.
Sure. If I put the piece of paper that I ripped out together like a puzzle, I can tell you that it is at Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Nice. Yet another reading at Collected Books on July 11th, Thursday, by the writer Priyanka. How do I pronounce her last name? It's probably easy. I believe it's Priyanka Kumar.
Okay.
She has a new book called Take Wing and Fly Here. It's
It's the first novel in her New West trilogy, which explores our changing relationship with the outdoors in the American West. The novel is set in Southern California, and it has a birding theme. It involves people taking part on a big year challenge, which is when people try to count as many birds as they possibly can and identify them. Bird watching. This is at Collected Works on Thursday, July 11th at 6 p.m.
Great.
I see we're out of time.
Oh.
Thank you for being with us, Candace Walsh, managing editor at New Mexico Magazine.
It was a total pleasure. Thank you.
It was great to have you here, and thanks for helping me out in several cases.
Anytime.
I also want to thank my first guest, Dick Stolle, again for appearing on the show.